With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Officials say Montana hunters will be able to submit meat for chronic wasting disease testing within the state by the next hunting season. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reported Sunday that a Bozeman testing facility is expected to reduce the usual waiting time for hunters to learn if meat is safe to eat. The Montana Department of Livestock's Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory has purchased equipment to perform tests for the contagious neurological condition affecting deer, elk, and moose. Officials say that by focusing entirely on Montana samples, the facility should be able to report results in days rather than weeks. Montana has recorded 4 flu-related deaths this season, according to the State Department of Public Health and Human Services. All 4 were adults, with 3 over the age of 65. According to the Billings Gazette, health officials say just under 1,000 cases of influenza were recorded during the last week of January, while there have been over 4,000 flu cases since the season started in October. Every county has reported at least 1 case. The Trump administration has disbanded its advisory board created to help boost trophy hunting and relax federal rules for importing the heads and hides of African elephants, lions, and rhinos. In a Friday court filing, an Interior Department official says the 2-year charter for the International Wildlife Conservation Council had expired and that there are no plans to renew it. The council was created by then-Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, a former Republican congressman from Montana who was forced to resign amid a corruption scandal. No suspicious devices were found in a search of public schools in Great Falls after a handwritten note that included a bomb threat was found at an elementary school. Local public school officials and law enforcement decided to cancel all public school activities in response to the note. Several private schools also opted to suspend activities Monday. Great Falls Police Captain Jeff Newton says the note was found just after 5:30 this morning.
The handwritten note contained threatening language, including the specific threat of an explosive device being planted at multiple Great Falls schools.
Monday's closures affected more than 11,500 students, including those at Christian schools and the University of Providence, which canceled classes as a precaution. Opportunities, Inc. closed its Head Start program as well. Surveillance video at the school has given officers a vague description of the suspect, Newton said. Officers aren't releasing the description or specific information about the content of the note while the case is under investigation. Police Captain Newton says local, state, and federal law enforcement officers helped search the schools. Great Falls Superintendent Thomas Moore says classes will resume on Tuesday. He says schools would not be open unless officials believe they are safe and secure. U.S. Forest Service officials have given conditional approval to a Canadian company to conduct exploratory drilling at 35 sites in Montana's Beartooth Mountains. The Billings Gazette reports Vancouver-based Group 10 received authorization for the work over the next 7 years pending acquisition of a reclamation bond. The sites are outside Nye along the Beartooth Front, where the company acquired 282 mining claims. The company is working to determine the quantity and quality of precious metals in the area, including platinum, palladium, gold, nickel, copper, and cobalt. Group 10 aims to assess the ore body and sell the development rights to another firm. A former Indian Health Service pediatrician has been sentenced for sexually abusing Native American children while on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. 71-year-old Stanley Patrick Weber of Spearfish was sentenced today in federal court to 5 consecutive life sentences for 5 aggravated sexual abuse charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Weber also was sentenced to 15 years on each of 3 counts of sexual abuse of a minor. Weber was sentenced last year to 18 years in prison for similar crimes against boys on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation in Montana. Weber was also ordered to pay $800,000 in fines. Sophia Stewart Rossi, Montana Public Radio News.